Welcome to Data Tsunami, a podcast from Atempo. On today's episode, why tape still matters and hybrid is king. Atempo VP of Sales and Alliances, Farhat Kador, will be joined by Jordan Winkleman, Field Solutions CTO at Quantum.
Jordan, thank you very much for joining me today. We've been seeing each other quite a lot last year, working on different projects, working along on different shows. And I thought it would be ideal to start the year with you to have a look back at what happened in 2022, as well as looking at what might happen or will happen in 2023. So let's start beginning of the year. Let's start with the main takeaways of 2022. So not stating the obvious, but what have we seen in the past year? We've seen that unstructured data was only growing in all silos. What was a couple of years ago still not happening as well in SMB is happening in the same way. So we could mention that the gigantic volume of unstructured data in HPC as an example. For the extreme where the people are used to manage hundreds of petabytes. But what we're seeing as well is that unstructured data is now fueling the innovation in a very different, in a very different reach of company size towards the world. So one big thing as unstructured data is flooding everywhere. The second thing, the second main takeaway is cybersecurity. I mean, not to talk about the wars that are going on in different fields, but I don't think that I've met a single company last year that did not tell me that cybersecurity was a concern and that making their data more secured, making sure that their disaster recovery plan was top of the notch was not a priority. And the last thing from an Atempo perspective as well has been energy efficiency. Not, let's say it honestly, not really to protect more the planet, but simply to cover companies against the surge of electricity cost when you run large environment of data in large data centers. And to not state it as the usual way, I'm going to take it a different way and talk about the elephant in the room. Being that one common answer to these common challenges has been and still is tape. What's your take on this?
Tape is having an amazing resurgence right now, whether it's locally in the customer site for that offline air-gapped copy, or whether it's in the hyperscale data centers. Tape is growing in 2023, to be honest with you.
And we've seen different type of customers actually adopting tape. So some of them had already large tape environments. Some of them had to acquire brand new environments. From a quantum perspective, let's say that you are a specialist in that field. What are the type of new customers that you have seen coming to you from a tape perspective?
You know, it's really all forms of customers today, to be honest with you. As you've mentioned, unstructured data growth is out of control. And when you have to hold on to data for compliance reasons or for any federal requirements, state, local, international, for that matter, you have to be able to protect that data for the long term at a cost-effective manner, which isn't just related to the media. As you brought up, it's related to the power and to the cooling and to all of the associated factors with data center footprint. Tape allows for extreme density, extremely low power utilization, extremely low utilization of air conditioning. And so it is one of the most environmentally friendly data protection methods that is available today. And that's why all the hyperscalers use tape for whatever they call deep or cold storage.
That's funny that you're talking about hyperscalers. One of the, I'm going to call it funny scenario that we have seen last year was actually people having data in the cloud, main purpose being either a quick backup or a long-term archive, and now looking at switching back that cloud target to a non-prem target.
Absolutely. The reality is the cloud is fantastic for a lot of things, but accessing cold data is not an economically viable option for most customers, especially those with large quantities of data where they might have unpredictable access requirements to that data, say some type of genomics work where every time you need to check in on that patient data, you might have to retrieve a 300 gigabyte file from the cloud. If you have thousands of customers, that certainly can add up quickly. And while you think you might be saving money in the long term using hyperscale tape, if you access that data, you're trading off all of that financial value for the ability to retrieve that data. So customers that are using that data frequently, whether they're storing it in object or tape or keeping it online in a NAS or something of the like, they're finding that tape allows for a very high performance retrieve of large or small objects, especially when using, say, Quantum's ActiveScale Cold Storage, allowing erasure-coded tape for performance and durability. This gives the customer their own on-premise Glacier at costs that are unachievable in the public cloud.
And would you say that in the coming months, years, it's no longer a debate of let's go in the cloud or, you know, let's not follow that trend and stay on-premise, but it's more let's have a global approach, a hybrid approach between on-prem and cloud to simply take the best of both worlds?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's got to be a hybrid approach. The way I personally look at things is the cloud is fantastic for data that's generating revenue, that's creating profit for the company. But data that needs to be stored cold and protected, but may need to be accessed, should be kept as close to the customer as possible to limit the bandwidth costs, to limit the public cloud retrieval costs, the egress costs, so on and so forth. If you are predominantly putting that data that's generating revenue in the cloud, you're offsetting those egress fees and so on and so forth. But ultimately, if you need that data to run new AI runs on a previously acquired piece of data, you want to be testing it over and over again, and it's just too cost prohibitive in the cloud.
Tape associated to other type of storage make the best of it. Thank you very much for this. Moving on. So I've mentioned I taped into one of the big concerns from 2022, which is going to remain a big concern for the upcoming years, which is cybersecurity. And one thing which is astonishing, even today, we see that companies are still finding blind angles into their global data protection policies, either silos that were not protected or backup policies that were not articulated the right way, or simply backup architectures that were old and have to be revived, have to be uplifted in order to face the new challenges. Quantum and Atempo have launched a partnership in last September, allowing to offer an all-in-one deduplicated appliance, including the TINA backup software and the DXI deduplication appliance from Quantum. Have you seen the market response, knowing that this launch was 3 months ago?
It's been tremendous, in fact. We thought that we might see a small uplift in conversations around tape and Quantum stepping into the backup market. And we found far more interest than we thought would happen in the short term. What I personally thought was going to be maybe 1 in 10 conversations might translate into a TINA opportunity has actually been far closer to 1 in every other conversation. We have requests coming into the website for a simple tape library that have translated from being able to provide the entire solution stack from soup to nuts, that it becomes more than just a tape solution or more than just a backup appliance solution. Now it becomes a more holistic solution that includes various different types of cyber resiliency for the different media types, whether it be secure snapshots on DXI or Active Vault with a true air gap with tape or object lock on our object storage platform.
At the very beginning, we were targeting this elegant bundle between Atempo and Quantum for, let's say, SMB type of organizations. But with the flexibility that we have put on the table, mixing both our product, we have seen people looking at more complex architectures with deduplication at the source, deduplication at the target, involvement of an object storage, redundant copy on tape or tiered copy on tape with or without cloud. So what was thought as, let's say, a simple and elegant solution has seen the need to embrace multiple type of workflows or these multiple type of architectures to cover different type of workflows and environment. The mix that we have between the Quantum portfolio, the Quantum storage portfolio, and the flexibility of TINA has allowed us to cover some pretty nice scenarios. From your perspective, being a field CTO, so having quite some elaborated conversation, what are the typical infrastructure from the backup perspective that are being seen on the field today?
You know, tape is still tremendous. Tape is a huge portion of Quantum's business, so we obviously are seeing a lot of tape. There's still a tremendous amount of use of purpose-built deduplication appliances. We are starting to see a big shift into more high-performance retrieval workflows for structured and unstructured data. So we're seeing more high-performance flight environments going into market. So it's hard to say that there's one particular infrastructure that matches across the gamut for what customers' requirements are, because there's so many different types of technologies that have data to be protected. We can start with hypervisors. We can go to bare metal servers. We can talk about mainframes for that matter, or the public cloud infrastructures. Each of these different technologies has different methodologies in which you're going to back up or protect that data. And so the one commonality is there's an Ethernet network somewhere in the mix, because there's just so many different technologies that you can use, whether it's Fibre Channel or SAS or Ethernet, to connect into these various storage targets. So it's hard to say, actually.
The flexibility is there to actually be able to embrace a lot of different scenarios, mixing both our TINA software and your storage portfolio, which is probably the best answers for end users and our channel partners, right?
And that's why we selected Atempo for this partnership, was to afford the ability to highlight the capabilities of both of our platforms and our technologies and show how they can be uniquely integrated to provide a best-of-breed solution for our customers, whether it be tape or disk or dedupe or a combination thereof, to provide the most resilient manner to protect a customer's data.
You're listening to the Data Tsunami podcast from Atempo, leading provider of data protection and data management solutions. Special thanks to our partner Quantum for making today's episode possible. Did you know we have joint data protection bundles? Find out more at quantum.com/Atempo-Tina.
So touching to the third point, which is the never-ending growing volume of unstructured data, it has its own challenge, right? A TINA solution, which is able to back up very complex, large environments into an exabyte scope to be backed up, would not be able to embrace such an environment. So you have the need to have dedicated data management solutions, or let's call them data services solution, to tackle the challenges of unstructured data. And last year, as Atempo, we have seen a lot, really a lot of different challenges, actually to the point where I had to take notes. So going from the obvious, storage cost optimization and moving data from where it's very expensive to keep and not for the good reason, to less expensive places. Data placement, when you have organization, teams, people that want to relocate data set from a different portion of the environment to a different one in order to serve a specific need. Storage migration, going from an old storage to a brand new active scale when you have dozens of petabytes is a challenge by itself. Backup in very demanding environments where you have billions of small files, achieving a backup where there is a high change rate is not the same thing that backing up an Oracle database. I could go on and go on. Manual automated archive, synchronization of heterogeneous storage, bringing the ability to help customers to better understand how the data is evolving across the storage through analytics to allow them to make the right decision on where to take that data. Atempo's Myria, which is a data service solution dedicated for unstructured data, is tackling all these challenges. And we have seen a growing number of use cases, which is involving the active scale from Quantum, for the simple reason that tier one, tier two, tier three, and cloud is becoming a standard in many architecture. How do you see, when it comes to unstructured data, the principal usage of tape, active scale being the object storage, in the scenarios that you're seeing in the field?
Usually used in conjunction with each other, though we are seeing a bit of a shift in our own business, moving from more of a traditional file to a tape to more of an object on a tape using our active scale cold storage. So because we integrate the tape and the object together and provide the interface of the cloud, S3 APIs, also making use of the Glacier capabilities directly to write to tape on an on-premise manner, we see that object storage is truly the Swiss Army knife multi-tool of the application universe. And so you can utilize any number of different applications, whether data management or protecting the data or as your primary storage, being able to make use of that object storage tier gives a certain flexibility. Having integrated tape into the object storage tier and then utilizing tools like Myria for integration with Glacier tier of ActiveScale cold storage allows for more of a true active archive with tape today than, let's say, years past, where you might keep longer term data on cold tape and more current data sitting in the object store. Now you can do both with the flexibility of ILM functionality on the back end and not actually have to think about where that data lies and allow the tools from Atempo and Quantum to do their jobs and make it easy for you to find that data and use it when you need it.
So let's look at the different scenarios that we could envision. So with Myria, we can do data consolidation onto an ActiveScale. So we can basically replace or relocate data sets from old storage or places where it's no longer relevant onto an ActiveScale. Then we can, of course, archive, tier, move, copy that data from anywhere to ActiveScale or from the ActiveScale to cloud or to tape. We can backup as well an ActiveScale. And we have, actually, it's quite interesting to see that we, as Atempo, we have more and more requests coming from the field to backup object storage, including ActiveScale. Migration being the last, but it's pretty much similar to data consolidation or storage consolidation onto an ActiveScale. Am I forgetting something as the obvious scenarios that we can see in the field?
Data analytics. Information about what's going on in a file system, who's accessing what, when, where, why does it need to be in this location? How much does it cost to sit in this location? That's one of the more challenging things for storage vendors like Quantum to handle in multi-vendor environments, because we really only know about the cost metrics about our own products and what's going on internally. We only know about our own file system metadata. So one of the reasons that we love partnering with Atempo around Myria is to be able to see into all those various other technologies using third-party technologies, native toolkits. Atempo has done all this amazing integration to give us access to that file system analytics outside of our own platforms to help customers know, is this the right data that should be moved out of tier zero or tier one and protected into whether it's a hot object tier or a cold object tier for the long term? And then also know when it's appropriate to bring that data back. Or who knows? I know it sounds like blasphemy, but maybe you might even delete old content too if nobody's ever touched it. So there's a variety of capabilities that analytics on the file system level bring into the mix to give the customer just that much more information about what it is that they have at hand and understand, do they actually even need to keep it?
All of this is not, let's say, silo restricted. If I do a quick tour of the type of customers that we acquired last year, we had lawyers' company, because they have a whole bunch of small files, of course, in very large lawyers' companies. But quite interesting to see that they're running petabyte environments, looking into cloud, tape, ActiveScale, or object storage to help them. We've seen HPC, which is only getting bigger. M&E, a lot of genome, or let's say slash healthcare research type of environment. We've seen increased adoption in government institution, insurance, banks. So again, it's everywhere. Basically, the same need are now popping in every each silo. Is there, from your perspective, one silo that has an edge from a technology perspective? Or can we say today that it's pretty much mainstream?
I think it's pretty mainstream at this point. I don't know that any of these individual silos has one edge over another. I think they're going to be use case specific as to what makes the most sense to implement. In some cases, the high durability and the low latency to an object store is going to be ideal. In some cases, just the power and cooling footprint of an object store makes it so that it's not the appropriate medium for protecting data. Sometimes dedupe appliances can help shrink the footprint of those long-term detection requirements with high-speed restore of structured data. Sometimes those dedupe appliances can recover racks worth of old tape storage, and that data is very consistent across all those various tapes. So there's a lot of flexibility for each of the different types of technologies, and they just have to be chosen appropriately for what the customer specific use case is.
Which is always the best, to provide the right answer to an end user.
It's a good thing that Quantum has object storage, deduplication, tape, file system, you know, small portfolio of tools to meet the customer's data management requirements.
Many various requirements from the end users. So let's play the game of prediction looking forward into 2023. I mean, for us as a Tempo, we're seeing really two trends. The first one is going to be a repeat. It's basically more security. I mean, while data security has been an ongoing concern for the past couple of years, data immutability is now a major expectation. But the requirements are going beyond just one immutable offline copy. Customers are now looking into the whole chain of storage, looking for immutability at every stage to their security posture, going from disk to object to even active archives. I suppose that it's also a major trend at Quantum, with almost all your portfolio being able to provide immutability, right?
It's a huge trend. It's offline air gap for tape so that it's write once, hopefully read never, have it available at a moment's notice, protected by multi-factor authentication and far from the evil clutches of ransomware. When it comes to dedupe appliances, we have our secure snapshot capabilities that prevent the potential of overwriting any deduplicated blocks, protecting that type of data set. And then when it comes to object storage, we have encryption in transit at rest, as well as object locks, so that you can guarantee that an object can't be deleted until the lock is expired. Now, you can always extend that lock and then make it so that data is secure further into the future, but make it possible that customers can protect their data and be certain that it can't be modified after it's been protected.
So the second trend for us is going to be towards better energy efficiency, energy management when it comes to the data centers. Of course, storage teams have been implementing data tiering to achieve part of that target since years. It's not a new thing. The difference that we see between today and yesterday is that storage teams are now looking at enabling their end users with education, but with also targets to achieve, by having a better understanding of the data they generate and take by themselves decision to move that data into another type of storage. This is to increase their cost energy ratio, but as well security, because security falls quite often into this. How do you see providing better energy efficiency to your customers?
It's a multifaceted approach. If we start looking at the fact that Quantum and Atempo have developed an appliance that's starting as small as 2 rack units to provide backup and application as well as a target perspective, that's already starting to shrink print and space utilization in the data center, because you're consolidating workloads onto one system. Especially as those systems start to scale significant capacities, maybe you put 700 terabytes of flash in 2 rack units, and now you have a 7 petabyte dedupe block pool, again, in that same 2 units, using the same amount of power and cooling that would be required if you were just having that 2U server that's running the Atempo Tina software. Allowing end users to be able to move their own data and be aware of its value is and determine where it should be stored, as opposed to the administrator, the storage admin, who is ultimately a custodian there to protect the data. It's not their data. It's not their choice as to where that data should reside. So being able to provide self-service tools that can help the scientists or the actual owners of that data know where that should reside, because they are the ones who may or may never use that data again, all about providing them the flexibility, the tools, and the knowledge to know where that data should reside to, you know, our environment.
100% with you. Analytics is a big help for the end users to actually understand the deformation, the usage, and the way that people behave. Because at the end of the day, it's not only about automating rules, but it's also to understand how the end users, your customer, our internal customers, are consuming their data to help them to make, let's say, better decisions on where that data should reside, right?
Information.
I'm hearing that there is going to be quite a lot of innovations at Quantum in 2023. I mean, without asking you the secrets, can you tap quickly into what Quantum is going to put on the table this year?
Really about getting the customer's data in their hands with the appropriate technologies in the appropriate portion of that workflow, whether it's high performance, unstructured data workflows for media and entertainment, video surveillance, high performance computing, or whether it's slower, more cost-effective, more environmentally protective technologies, we're expanding on all fronts, whether it's high performance or the ability to help store that data infinitely, infinite period amount of time at a much lower cost than in years past. Beyond that, can't get really in too much detail about sure unnamed things at this point.
But I'm sure it's going to be interesting. Jordan, thank you very much for being with us today. We're looking forward to do a next edition with Quantum. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this new Data Tsunami episode.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Data Tsunami podcast from Atempo. Atempo is a global leader in data protection and data management software solutions for small to mid-sized businesses. Our headquarters is in Paris, France, and we have offices and customers all over the globe. Visit atempo.com for more information about the company, products and services, and how we can solve your biggest data challenges. Special thanks to our partners at Quantum for making today's episode possible. For more information about Atempo and Quantum's joint data protection bundles, visit quantum.com/Atempo-Tina.